Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
You got to go on dates. How about this? We check in a month. You go on at least three first dates with one of these Raya guys, with three of these Raya guys.
Okay.
And then after you experiment with it and you actually do it, rather than these ideas and these stories.
I just think Raya is letting in a lot of riff. Oh, I just got a direct message.
From who?
A direct request on Raya. Let's see. That's weird that just came in.
What's wrong with him?
So he paid $1.99 to send that to me. The guy's got money.
Paid an extra dollar. Too much. I feel like you're the girl that, like, when, like, you're pretty, got a good personality. Like, you're the girl, though, that, like, when the guy's like, I'm tired of fucking perfect models that are vapid and don't really fill my, you know, my brain, because I'm so smart and interesting myself.
Right.
I need something like that. And then you date them.
And then they call me, and I hook them up with my friend, Sarah Lena.
Yeah. Or then they date you, and then you tell them everything that's actually wrong with them that they don't ever... have never been told before because no one's honest with them. And then they're like, let's go back to fucking vapid.
Yeah. Models. I challenge them, you mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Challenges can be pretty annoying.
Do you want to talk about that?
No. You have anything going on in Raya right now?
Yeah, you can check out my Raya. This is always fun. Oh yeah, there's something, you're gonna be disappointed in me for some of the stuff.
He's 39.
Oh, he gets injections in his face.
He looks like Ben Affleck there.
Yeah.
Has he written you?
No, this
Let's
is
Let's go to guys that write you. How are you? Okay. Haha, yes, I suppose that feels good to hear. I am good, headed to Florida for shows now. You? Sounds soupy.
Soupy? Like super?
Did he say soupy? Oh, god damn.
Wait, okay. What did he say? Sounds soupy. I didn't even see that. That would have been the end. That would have been the end. I didn't see soupy.
Sounds soupy. I'm well. Giving blood now, but I'm headed to New Orleans on Sunday, actually. All right, here's Josh. He's 30, lives in New York, from Los Angeles. He works in the business.
Okay. Hi, Josh.
So he's an agent of some sort?
I don't know, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know what that company is. Can I say the name of the company?
No.
Okay.
I don't even know what it was.
Debating whether or not to tell you that I've seen you do stand-up and I think you're 10 out of 10 funny. Shit. Because you didn't write back? Did he write shit?
Yeah.
I want to know the time difference of when he wrote shit. So right away, you don't like this. You don't like a compliment. You don't want him to seem like a fan. You want to seem like he's on your level. So this already turns you off.
It wasn't that. It was, I think sometimes when you're swiping, you just like are not as discerning as you would be at other times. Like there are certain days of my period where I'm like, I like anyone. And then there are other days where I'm like, I won't take anyone. Like my tastes changed. So I think I matched with this guy. And then the next day he started writing me and I looked again at him and I'm like, I'm not attracted to him.
You didn't write back. And then you wrote back 3 days later.
What did I write?
You wrote, that's really nice, thank you, you're handsome.
Oh yeah, my friend made me write that. My friend made me write that.
Okay.
Because I did not want to say that, but then someone was like, just be nice, he gave you a compliment, say you're handsome, see what happens.
So then you write, he doesn't write back. 2 days later he writes shit. Or no, you write shit.
And then, yeah. And then
like calling back.
Yeah.
So then he writes, great callback. And then he wrote in those parentheses, did I do that right? Which you hate. I know. You hate anyone with like the comedy. Still blushing, honestly. Blushing. I know. God is drying you up.
You know what I think it was? Is because he complimented that I was 10 out of 10 funny. And I'm like, yeah, I know. Why don't you tell me I'm pretty? And so that's why I complimented his look, so as to nudge him to be like,
yeah.
Do you want to put your dick in me? And
then he wrote
another comedy thing.
So what now? Do we small talk? What's metric? Do you only listen to music without lyrics? Do I make a joke about St. Louis that slightly offends you? Oh boy,
I kind of liked that. That because that happens so often.
Well, you didn't like it enough to write him back. Because then it was the next day and he wrote shit. And then 14 days later, he wrote shit again. Oh, here we go. Jason. You wrote back to Jason.
Okay.
July 14th. Let's see what Jason does. Jason, designer. Cool. Creative. 38. Good age. Mature. Lives in New York. Hey there, fellow Midwesterner. That's a nice opening. Hey there. You wrote right back. Hey there. Do you get told all the time that you're nice too? Then he writes back 3 days later. At least 10 times a day. I say, fuck off. And people laugh and say, aw, you're so nice. Funny, cute. And then he writes you literally almost a June, July, August, a month later. I had to figure out a month. A month later, he writes, is that too harsh? And you never fucking wrote this guy back. Why?
Because I don't want to get to know these gentlemen. They're not going to make the cut. I'm too picky. I'm only going to disappoint them. I'm going to go out on a date with them. They're going to get all dressed up. They're going to put a lot of effort into it. They're going to think maybe that they're going to have sex with me.
Dude, you are overthinking it so much.
And then I'm going to disappoint them. And it's just like, I'd rather not even just do it.
He's got me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Don't put so much on it. Who cares? So you go out on a date for fucking 30 minutes. There doesn't need to be like this huge connection or worried about them. How do you not write these people back?
What do you mean?
They're all solid candidates. Any girl would die to have these guys to be writing them.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
You gotta put yourself out there. You gotta at least go on the date. How about this? You go on a date after you're done with your Netflix special.
I have so many of these people. Jesus. Yeah, well, the guy that I went on a ride with.
So how can you still feel neg? I know how you can't. I still do it too. Like when I would get
the guys I actually like don't wanna date me.
These guys are better than the guys you actually like.
I know, that's the problem. They're actually available.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.